Okay, everybody, we're here again. So today is Monday, another Monday. Boy, seems like Mondays come once a week or something. And today is the 20th of August, 2012. So 8/20/2012. So we got two 20s. Interesting. Anyway, let's do a clearing here. We always start off with a clearing, normally emotional trauma or something. So we'll do one if you had a maybe a psychic attack or something like that today. Maybe something happened. Maybe you're driving your car feeling wonderful and all of a sudden you saw an animal maybe limping across the road and you felt that energy of it possibly dying or something. Maybe somebody got angry with you and gave you a whammy. All these things can happen to us. And so, you know, stuff happens here. And sometimes the stuff is pretty smelly. But here we go. We'll do a clearing for psychic attack energies on people. And you may not even know that you got slimed or whacked with something. So think of somebody that maybe you've had in the last few days or last week, we'll say, that maybe didn't like what you were doing or something, and you want to now have that energy released from you. So that'd be what a psychic attack would be, so to speak. Here we go. Think of that person, that event, that situation. Going to release that from you and just see if anything leaves your body as a very heavy energetic cord. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So hopefully you're feeling better. Let's bring in some oxygen to breathe with here. So here it comes. Take maybe a couple of, exhale inhales here. And it will bring in the energy of some nice oxygen. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on today. I'm sure she's on. So are you out there, Kathy?
I'm out here. Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. You're listening to Creation Light Chip Healing on bbsradio.com. We're on station one. And today, as Ron said, is Monday, August 20th. And this is a forum where we discuss the healings and clearings on Ron's website, creationlightchip.com. So if you have a particular question about a healing or a request or have some kind of issue that you'd like to share, please feel free to type it into the user-friendly fast chat that's on the BBS page where it says fast chat or where you can see the arrows moving. And then, or you could also call in and share with us there. And Cindy's posted the phone numbers on the fast chat, but I'll read them out loud slowly for those who are listening on mobile. Inside the U.S. and Canada, the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. And outside the U.S. and Canada, the number is 530-413-5011. So Ron has over 400, almost 500 clearings on his website, a lot of sample clearings, videos, and conference calls. So I'm sure there's something that someone would have a question about. Or maybe you'd like to share with us what you're working on and any outcome that you might have had. That's what Ron's here for, to help you with that. So I think I heard a caller, Ron. I heard a beep. Let's see if there's a caller there. If so, caller, go ahead. Do you have a question for Ron? Go ahead, caller. Could you speak a little louder if you're there?
Well, maybe not, huh? So what I'm sort of experiencing is, I mentioned this on the call yesterday, our eight-hour call, but it sort of feels like as you look up in the sky into the hologram that's there, it feels like it's about 6 inches thick of just that airspace, okay? Or the color of the sky. And then behind that, to me, is something else that's pretty formidable. And it looks like a brownish color. Hard to describe. Brown with some stripes of maybe light tan, yellowish color, mustard color, something like that. And there's something out there in the sky. I've been seeing the word sky in the last week a lot, just for no reason whatsoever. And it just feels like something will be dropping out of the sky to get us. That's kind of my synopsis here. So, you know, I don't know what else to say. I'm going to, if I get some more emails from people, if they feel that the sky doesn't feel quite right, maybe it never has, but it's like maybe it used to be like 10 feet thick, and now it's like, you know, we'll just say 3 to 6 inches. So something is like eating it away. And, or the new hologram that's coming in is going to be really, really heavy and thick. If you're old enough, you might remember the movie Soylent Green. I can't recall when that came out, maybe the 60s, I'm guessing. But it's where everything was kind of awful looking. And I don't know if that's where we're headed, kind of something like that. I don't know. But anyway, it just feels like they're going to be abducting people into the sky. Like, you know, normally you'd like try to duck and cover, and now maybe there's no place to duck and cover because what we have now might be not here. So anyway, I don't know what you people are feeling, if you're kind of sensing something. I know we have a lot of intuitive people listening. So it's like the sky is falling or something like that. So I don't know what to say, you know. I don't want to sound like Chicken Little, you know, but there's something going on with the sky. So back to you, Kathy. We'll see what people comment on the fast chat here, or if they have any callers, if they sense anything kind of going on also. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. I'll be watching for the comments about the sky. And I think we have a caller. And if so, caller, go ahead. Do you have a question for Ron?
Kathy. Hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron. How are you?
Hey, you sound good today, Larry.
Oh, Larry.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ron. Yeah, I'd like to repeat these two questions, Ron, because everybody's telling me that they haven't heard them and they would like to hear them. So would that be okay with you?
Yeah, just kind of, just so that they're concise in case we lose audio or something.
Okay, great. So the spirit always changes things a little bit to make it interesting between us, so it's never the same thing. But and on the movie The Butterfly Effect, it was about a man who had timelines that he shared with his girlfriend, but he always created a casualty between him and his girlfriend, a handicap, to where he was the one who was an amputee, where he lost his arms in one timeline, where he was with his girlfriend who loved another person, or maybe she got burnt and he couldn't love her because she was had a handicap, and they always had conflicts. They couldn't get together, and he went to see a doctor, and the doctor said that Well, it was reverse discrimination, really, where the aliens were creating a handicap in both of them to keep them apart, and they didn't resolve the problem. But the doctor said he created a disease that didn't exist, the handicap, the aliens did, and they did this to cope with reality. And so when he resolved the conflict, he found a stable timeline in the end where he was happy. He met his girlfriend, they acknowledged each other, and they felt stability in the end. If Ron wanted to comment about that.
Interesting. What you're kind of describing, maybe without the handicaps and being dysfunctional, would be the movie Source Code. And I think that the Source Code is when there were, like, it looked like, you know, they showed them as humans, you know, behind the scenes controlling reality on people. And as you escape or attempt to get out of that reality, then, you know, in that movie anyway, they managed to beat the Matrix energy, the timeline, to get their own timeline to be together because they weren't supposed to be together. So I'm pretty sure that was Source Code. So if anybody hasn't seen that movie, you might want to watch it. And it does talk a lot about what we talk about here. In the movie, I believe they have the doors in a hallway. It's like a white hallway with doors. And as you go into from one living experience here, and then you find a location where you open a door and you go down a hallway, and the hallway is like all white, I believe, and then you open another door, and then you pop out somewhere else. Well, I actually, you know, knew about this hallway like they had in the movie probably about 10 years ago, and I could see the different timelines and didn't really know what to do with it too much, you know, and I just saw different scenes or like the same movie being played out as you went into and through the different doors, as you went down this long, never-ending hallway with doors on it. And so, and some of the doors had actually some ET writing on it, along with maybe maybe decoded words of what was the experience behind that door. So anyway, that's kind of... what Larry's sort of talking about, and yeah, so he is right about being separated or being kept apart in the dreams until you could finally outsmart them, in a sense, to get your own reality, your own, you know, with the way you want it to be. So I think I'm probably hitting all your points, Larry, but the movie,
yes,
you know, I just lost the name of it again here.
Source code
would definitely describe kind of what's going on, and this is what everybody's going through. So if you see that movie, you're going to be it'll be a way to kind of realize what's happening here. We, through all these programs and working with people, we sort of, I use the word we because it's not only myself, you know, it's the light ship and everything, trying to figure out what the heck's going on, because the light doesn't know what darkness is. And so all of a sudden, you have to sort of figure out what's going on, and then all of a sudden, you might start to figure out something, and then from there, we can get ourselves out of it. So we're still investigating, and everybody else is investigating, you know, where, you know, where the end of the rat hole is, and you know, how can you get out of the matrix? So, you know, that's what we're doing here, is trying to bring clearings up for people to give yourself a better life. And that's kind of what I perceive is kind of going on here. I know I'm kind of rambling here, but that's kind of where we are. And, you know, you want to get the best possible reality for yourself. Another thing that I just kind of figured out, and this is going to probably not sound very good for anybody, but it might connect some more dots for you. So I may not be correct on this completely, but let's just start off the situation, okay? you're first born and you have a lot of spirit energy, and everybody knows that everybody likes to touch a baby and see babies, you know, unless they're crying. But normally, you know, if the baby's happy and smiling, they look so precious and cute. And then all of a sudden, the baby's in complete spirit energy at that point. So changing that terminology slightly, the baby is whole and complete with its original, maybe source energy, spirit and source energy body. And then what happens to the baby? It has to learn how to live here, so it gets told about mind energy, mind control, do's and don'ts, yes, go, yes, no, stop, go, etc., you know? And then you're now put into the mind energy. And then that mind energy then activates the DNA. And that starts your whole life process going down the highway of hell, okay? And to hell. So you live your life and, you know, you have your ups and downs, and hopefully you don't overexert yourself and get mind controlled too much by what's being put upon you through your DNA and the clones coming in and out wanting to do something to stretch the body that it's in so that you don't have a problem with the body as far as an accident or overextending the body, causing troubles, et cetera, as you get older. So now you get older, okay, and maybe you're, say, the age of 50. When I hit 50, I just kind of thought, gee, I'm 50, you know. Uh-oh. You go, what? You know, it's like when I hit 50, I thought, oh, my life's about half over. I go, well, what if I don't live to be 100? Then I'm less than half, you know, or I'm more than half over. So you kind of, like, look at that in a sense. Everybody who's 50 out there knows that that's kind of one of those key times. And then from there, maybe it's kind of slowly goes downhill. Well, eventually, you're, according to watching other people anyway, you now start getting senile and stuff like that. And maybe, you know, you end up kind of like being spacey, you know, drooling. Maybe you're in the hospital or something. And then eventually you die. So what happens at that point or before that? Well, what I'm thinking is happening is that, you know, we talked about clones coming in and out every 10 minutes. So all of a sudden, you know, throughout your life, the clones are coming in and out, and they're doing great, and you're doing, you know, the best you can. Then all of a sudden, you know, the body has a toll put on it from all the past stuff, you know, all the loads on you from all your judgments and everything else starts to weight the body down, and you start getting aches and pains, and situations happen to you physically. And then maybe at some point the aliens say, you know, we can't get enough energy out of this person for the 10-minute clone, so we'll leave them in a little bit longer. Maybe we'll leave them in for a half an hour because it takes a half an hour now to get the energy out of the body that used to be 10 minutes. Well, now we'll say you're you know, 6 months of life left in your body. Maybe they just say, well, we'll leave one clone in for the remainder of your 6 months. And all of a sudden, that clone runs out of energy, and all of a sudden, it just sits there and looks and stares. Maybe it starts to drool, you know. Maybe it can't function too well. Maybe you have to have nurses, you know, with the bedpan and all that other stuff that happens. So I think the clone at that point that would be in you is now, you know, in for a long stay. And the aliens say, you know, I don't want this, you know, this person is now not functioning too well, so we can't use them. We already used them up. And we'll just let the clone stay in, and it doesn't have much energy anyway now, so we'll just let it stay for a long time. And the person now has a clone that's with you for a long time. His battery supply ends, and all of a sudden it's not replaced, and there you go. So that's food for thought, everybody.
Ron, and then I had a second question here about the Ten Commandments. When Moses and God came down from the mountains and they gave people the Ten Commandments, people, they forget about the consequences, and they're in denial about the consequences. But let's look at reality tonight and look at what the consequences are of that. When the God and Moses spoke to the people, they said, "These are the Ten Commandments here. If you want to change a love mate from one to another, we're going to have to stone you to death. If you break any of these commandments, we're going to have to kill you, and we want you to give up your reality, your rights, and your freedom, and your choices to choose these Ten Commandments, or we'll kill you if you don't." And these are death codes, 10 death codes that they wanted to give to the people to dedicate to. And Edward G. Robinson, he spoke and he said he was indicating, no, I want my freedom, my choices, and my rights. He said, this must be what you call the Promised One, the Deliverer. And he made a very profound point at that time. So my question is about this and all the destruction. And then God said, well, you didn't vote for me and Moses. We're going to open up a big line in the earth and kill thousands of people because you didn't accept us and vote for us to destroy your rights. And I think that could be a fantasy. I don't know if that's really true, that really happened. But it's their intention toward people that you have to look at. So I wonder if this could have brought in the Dark Ages, what people could call the Dark Ages later on after that point, and the ages when people really attacking and destroying the life of one another. And Fran has a comment about that, about the Dark Ages that could have emanated after that time.
Well, I think those alien gods that were controlling people back then had their own agenda. And they wanted people to be mind-controlled according to the way they wanted them to believe. So that's probably why that happened. Yeah, everything could happen from that. So, yeah, as you start watching movies, which I've been doing more recently, looking at the older movies, older history, it's always domination and control. Everything is about that. And you see the people that are very wealthy, and then you see, you know, which are very few, and then you see the other people in the streets, you know, are surviving very well. And the whole thing is very sad. And I could see the killings of people, and that just could be like a mass sacrifice going on as people get mind control to kill other people to get whatever the aliens want done. But it may look like wars to people looking from the outside, but I think it could be also be alien wars. So here brought down to Earth. So yeah, it's just a different way to implant and put into us the Matrix. Remember, there's nothing here now that I know of. Maybe there is, but we don't have anything now that has come forth. Probably, as far as if you want to use the word future prophecies, kind of like the Bible or the Quran, that has come forth talking about how life is and how it was created and all that stuff. So we're going back quite a long ways, living on the old history, and nothing new has come. And maybe we don't need anything new, because where would it come from? Except maybe the New Age teachings that people are trying to do now.
Okay. So, okay, and then I had a third question about when two people have a conflict, Ron, that the aliens are acting out between two people, their dramas, and it has nothing to do with the people. So aliens acting out their dramas between the two. And then our one person, if he's of the light, he may explain what's going on. But if he does, the aliens may get mad. They may escalate the problem. And some people say, well, I'm just going to be quiet and not say anything. And they go into silence, and other people say, maybe I'll describe it to them. And some people will appreciate that. They will start to understand better what's going on, it seems to me. But then when you release the conflict attachments and become free, then it seems that people find true acceptance with each other, which is what they have lost through the alien interference at that time. And then when you find true acceptance of each other, you're happy and free, and your heart actually will start to dance with you. So do you have a comment about that? And that's my last one, and I'll take the answer off the air.
Okay, thank you. So,
okay.
Yeah, for myself and hearing from other people, it's next to impossible to change somebody's belief system. And so what they believe is what they believe, and you're not going to really change them because of all the implants that people have stored inside of them to have them think a certain way, and if you try to deviate from that program, then, you know, it's very hard to get something new into somebody. Remember, because you're trying to teach the mind something that the mind maybe does not want to hear. So it's difficult for people to try to explain what we're talking about because it's too simple. And the mind doesn't like simple things, or it's not used to having simple things. It has to be very complicated. So that's why people keep searching and searching and searching, looking for the truth when they could be standing on it or sitting on it, you know? So, you know, the whole thing is, you know, sometimes you just got to walk away, Renee, and just know that somebody's truth that's working for them, it's working perfectly fine, and you're not going to be able to change their reality because of their past genetic programs. So that's how I kind of see that. So I think we have another beep. So back to you, Kathy. We'll see if a caller's on.
Yes, I heard a beep also. If there's a caller, thank you for holding. Please go ahead with your question, Sean. Hi.
Hi, I'm Lee from Florida.
Hi, Lee.
I wanted to know what was going on with me. Maybe it's happening to other people, but I keep getting these people come to me in my dreams. It's three of them. They look like people, but their eyes are slanted weird, and it's like they're telling me that they're specifically coming to get me and my mother. I wanted to know what that was about, if I was about to be abducted, or they weren't from here. Their ship kind of landed over water.
Okay.
Not landed.
You're probably seeing a bleed through of a parallel life, which we call timeline. So you're viewing, you living a timeline where that is real, but here, when you wake up, you're not seeing these people here. So that's what happens in dreams. You're just having a bleed through in consciousness as you are living another life someplace else. So, and that other place is real. It's not like a fairy tale dream or like you're dreaming. I guess the word dream is the wrong one. It's not, you're having another lifetime somewhere else in the beyondo. And that is real.
Yeah, it seems so real. And what they were saying to me, they were saying, we know who you are. We know who you and your mother are. And it scared me because in my dreams, I don't remember them, but this one was so clear. And it scared me woke. And I wanted to know if that was like something that I would experience later on because...
You already are having that experience, although it may not happen here.
Oh.
Okay, you are living that life. You just cannot fully see the movie of you and your mother and those beings there. But you are having a bleed through, and some of that got copy and pasted into this particular timeline. So there's a timeline out there that you are living that, and it is real, just like a prediction would be real if it doesn't come true. It's still real. It's real someplace.
Yeah, because a lot of dreams that I have like that, they usually come to fruition, and it's crazy. And I just...
Yeah, so I can see
I'm afraid of what I will do if I see them.
All of us listening are hoping that what you are seeing is not going to be the reality. Now, what I can say is that's the reason why the governments are fighting the aliens on those adjacent timelines to keep them from coming here.
Oh.
Alien wars going on as we are speaking right now with the military forces that you know nothing about, time-traveling soldiers fighting the aliens. And it's possibly you might be enlisted seeing them.
Yeah, I think I am because I also had another dream where they were fighting, and I saw it.
Hey, I'll just ask you a question. do you have any of your parents or relatives in the military, or are you in the military?
My grandfather. Yes, my grandfather. And
okay.
His son.
Is he still living? Is he in the military now?
No.
Okay. Well, no. It's possible that even though people aren't living, they're still enlisted, too, because they can go back on timeline to do this. So what I hear you saying, what I hear you confirming is that you are seeing abductions of aliens happening in your dreams, coming after you,
mm-hmm.
which means that you have the bleed through of that situation, and everyone else probably would have a very similar one, although it may not be too conscious, but for years it happened to leak through.
Mm.
Okay.
Wow. And when I saw them fighting, it was so crazy. Like, it just looked so crazy, it scared me out of my sleep.
That was it like a laser
and
show?
And I was praying.
Was it like a laser show?
I was
show?
Like, please don't let that happen to me.
You don't want to pray. You don't want to get hooked up to them even further.
You know what? After I started watching your videos on YouTube, because I used to pray to Allah, I stopped, and
good.
I was like, maybe that's not a great idea.
Oh, you want to stop? Yeah, you don't want to do any prayers because then you're being preyed upon. Your source energy is always
wow.
with you. You don't want to lose that by going outside of yourself to something else.
Wow.
That's what they want.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. So, back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for calling, Teal and Larry. Ron, before we got the phone call, you had asked people to comment about clouds they saw in their area. So, all this time, people from different areas have been commenting. Hawaii Aloha Spirit reports that on Friday near Waikiki, she saw flat bottom clouds on the side, and then she saw the clouds real tall on top and then real close to the land on the bottom. And then Ed says, all prophecies are preparing for this false second coming rapture. Micah says it's the matrix is crumbling. And Ed says the channelers will start calling it ascension. Jason in Calgary said there was some furious thunderstorms there. So a lot of clouds there. Some other people were reporting just low clouds, just really very close to the ground. So there's your cloud report from various parts of the world. Micah says she heard something about an atmospheric collapse.
Uh-huh. That's probably what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Okay, so, wow. Heal321's on the chat, and she says she's feeling heavy in the head and has not been doing the satellite timeline crash. Maybe that's why. And then maybe she says she'd better get the crown chakra disconnect as soon as possible. Do you have any comments for Heal?
That sounds good to me. Do that clearing to get that energy off your head. Anything to deal with the matrix or anything that we have on the website dealing with aliens, definitely you may want to do that type of clearing. I'd probably do the satellite one, gray sky and satellite right now. Those two would probably be two very good ones to do.
Yeah, and for those who are listening, and Teal, if you're kind of new, the gray sky clearing and the satellite clearing are Ron's sample clearings on the website, right there on the Home Again page on the left side. And they're free, and they're very effective. And a lot of us run them all day and all night. Okay, so Ron, Ed had a question about a sky clearing. Wondering about a sky clearing.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that out, what to put up. it'll be a free clearing if I can get it up here. I seem to need a little more information. So that's kind of where I am to see what I need to do here. So I don't know how to put it quite yet. But, yeah, there'll be a clearing to help to get rid of what's behind what you're seeing. See, you're seeing the sky, the clouds, or whatever, but it'll help to release what's behind that. I think the Earth protection would be also one that may work hand in hand with that. So you may want to do that new clearing, which is the Earth protection timeline clearing. That could be why I put that up a couple months ago, because of what's happening right now. So I may not even have to put up a new clearing. That one might actually do it. So I'd say get on there and do that clearing. We got a comment here, Mike R., about the Urantia book, New Revelation. Yeah, very possibly. That could be a new book, yeah, a New Ager book. By the light of the darkness, Jesus coming through. I haven't read it. When I first saw it, it looked like a 2-inch thick book or something or whatever. It may not be quite that thick, but it looked like a lot to read. And then I went to I was on a panel, and a lady had the brand new book for 2000, the year 2000, that would supersede the old Bible and everything else. And her book was about 4 inches thick that she had channeled probably for, I don't know, I won't say years, but I went to her booth and didn't realize what she was doing. She mentioned that she'd been working on this project or something for a long time. I'm not knocking the lady at all, because she thinks that what she has is great and wonderful. And it has the New Age teachings for the, just say the, you know, the 21st century in it. And anyway, I just said on the panel, you just need one book, one page, go within. And she didn't like that too much. But anyway, that was her life's mission, was to write this book. But that might be one of the newer books to trap people here. Can't say that. It might be a good book. I don't know. I don't do any reading, so I would not check it out. I got a couple books that I have recently received, and I just haven't had a chance to read those either, unfortunately. So, and one of them should have some good insight on what I'm doing. But anyway, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron, for answering the questions about the books. We have some reminders for the CLS Specialty Weekly Conference Call. Tomorrow, Tuesday, is the cording removal, and that's available through purchase on the website. If you haven't already bought the frequent flyer package, you can buy them individually for $20. So tomorrow, Tuesday, is the cording removal. And then Wednesday is the physical healing plus liquid light healing water. That's a healing session on the light ship. So if you get wonderful activated water, that's $30. Thursday is the interference by clone replicas removal, where Ron spends the entire call removing clones from various parts of the body. He spends over an hour and a half counting, and some of the numbers get incredibly high. And that's $20. Then Friday is the conference call of entity attachments that are also removed. These are all alien interference of our true divine self, and they take up our spirit energy. And that's also $20. And the conference calls begin around 5:30 Pacific time, but call in a little early and check in. You can't be there personally. You can attend as a registered absentee and just send Ron a quick email saying you'd like to be absentee. So thank you for posting those announcements, Cindy. And appreciate the comments from other people, as well as questions. And now there's some questions from Teal, who just called. She wanted to know, Ron, what's your opinion of Mashka Mantra for the body of light?
Oh, boy. I haven't heard of that. I'm sorry. The only light that you have is with your spirit, and that's internal. So most religions, organizations out there always want you to go outside of yourself to find something that you have lost or is missing, like bringing you more light. Another way of stating that may be as a person who is a quote-unquote light worker would be to bring in more light to you, raise your vibration. Well, all that doesn't make any sense because who you are is who you are. That never changes. So anything outside of yourself, you know, I would question what it is and who you're connecting yourself to. And you don't want to become a sheeple and to be led astray by, you know, doing meditations of guided meditations. Because a guided meditation is guiding you to where? You're in mind energy as you're listening to words, taking you into la-la land, into the alien agendas, into timelines, into parallel lives. And remember, when you're in duality, you typically are always seeking something that makes you feel good, because you don't want to feel bad, but it still has a charge on it if it's a bad feeling or a good feeling. So you always are looking for something you can say, wow, that was a great meditation. Well, in source energy, there's no such thing as good or bad or great. It just is. And when you start realizing that, you're going to realize that source energy is, with our term, all we can figure out is peace or peaceful. And when you're in peace, then nothing else seems to matter because you're not in duality. So as you get involved with situations and things and practices, you start to feel good about something, then you know, this is your body telling you that you're in duality. Your body is doing something to have that experience, because the feeling of feeling good means that you have the opposite inside of you of feeling bad that tells you that you're in duality instantly. And they're just pulling your strings so that you can think or understand that you're doing very, very well in what you're doing. In source energy, there's only peace. There's no written text. There's no emotions whatsoever. It's just peace. And everybody is striving to become peaceful. And that's why you want to do the mind to heart drop. So I'll do that for you right now. I'll tell you how to do it. Here we go. So what you want to do is you must command your spirit to do this. Otherwise, you're using mind energy. And if you're trying to do it without commanding your spirit, and you should do it out loud, then don't waste your time doing this exercise, because you're going to be trapped into darkness. And you have to command your spirit in order to have this process work for you. So we're going to do that now for you. And I count from 10 to 1 backwards, very simple. And you're going to find that as you're doing this, you're commanding your thoughts that are inside of your head, which we can call the mind matrix, the programs that are running you, to get surrendered into your heart where they're nullified. And you will not be able to think of a negative or positive thought because it doesn't exist in source energy. It's very, very simple. So here we go. It takes 20 seconds to do. Dropping down into your heart. So commanding your spirit to take your thoughts and bring them there. So here we go. Like an elevator dropping down. Different floors. So from your head to your heart. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. You're definitely there. I'll do it a few more times. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, you should feel very peaceful. And everything that you had happen to you, we'll say today, shouldn't even exist in your reality because you're now out of mind. Mind brings you into the consciousness of duality and pushes your buttons. So, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. That mind heart drop felt very good, and I was saying it out loud with you. I put the phone away so you couldn't hear me, but I was doing that. Because as you said, if we don't say it out loud, we're in mind energy. But for those who can't speak, what should they do? Still just tell their mind to shout it out loud? Would that help?
Yeah, I'm sure that there would be something that your spirit could do to help you as you connect to it. So.
Okay, good. Because I know there's some people listening who cannot speak. Okay, so you have a question from clsquestions@yahoo.com from Apex, just sent it. Wants to know about the deceased loved one's spirit clearing. His dad or her dad passed away 5 years ago and wants to know if his dad is between bodies because he feels a spirit around. Will the spirit clearing work for deceased loved ones?
Yeah, you could be feeling his emotional body instead of the actual spirit. So you're actually feeling the emotional body coming to you, giving typically information about the life that has passed and information about, you know, maybe what you've done in the past and good and bad things. That's all the emotions. So you could do the emotional body release. That's what I would do, definitely, because the emotional body will body hop from relatives and other people, you know, all over the place, especially when you have get-togethers at maybe birthday parties, Christmases, and with your siblings or something, these energies will come in because they want to, you know, enjoy the experience or come there to berate you on what you, you know, should have done or could have done in a situation. So you want to get rid of that emotional body. The actual spirit energy more than likely is not here. Plus, the spirit normally is not going to talk to you. So back to you, Kathy.
I think I heard a beep, but before we take the call, I just wanted to report quickly some CLS questions that Jeremiah sent a comment about the sky. Right. Today I was in the car and I sensed exactly what you were saying, Ron. What you described, a beige-colored hue holding the hologram in front of me, and I saw the word sky once, too.
Aha. Uh-huh. There we go. So that's great. So there's something
Thank
happening.
You, Jeremiah.
Something's going on. And so I would do the earth protection clearing. So, yeah, we could have the rapture coming. You know, that was kind of talked about. Where that's coming from, I don't know. Remember, we have these prophecies that have been given that when you hear it, you go, oh, yeah, I've heard of that years ago, and this must be real and true, and I'll go along with this here because I have heard about it once. Remember, if it's in text, in writing, then it has to be true because it's written down. And that's the way people think. So, that's the word of God that's written. If it's written down by anybody, then that makes it valid. And back to you, Kathy.
I think we have a caller. If so, caller, thanks for holding. Go ahead, please. Do you have a question for Ron?
Yes. Hi, Ron and Kathy. It's Pauline. I have a follow-up question. Hi. Yeah, I have a follow-up question to a bunch of timeline crashes that we did, and now that Ron is recommending these free timeline crashes, it sort of goes with that question. Normally, when we do any timeline crashes, Ron, we're supposed to do the space-time, especially if you're feeling spacey, right?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah.
Okay. Last week when you did the harmonic, some of the people, including your co-host at the time, Kerry, said she was feeling, you know, a little, she couldn't multitask like she normally does, but she said that it's probably the clone clearing. You stopped the clones or something. But I felt it was something else. I felt it was because of the space-time. It was a big one you did with the harmonic, I think, or was it the, I don't remember, the Montauk something, one of those big timelines you crashed. So I just felt it was time to do the space-time crash. But she mentioned that since we have to put our own names, so I'm only getting the me off of the space-time for the space-time crash, or wouldn't it, everybody who's on that timeline, wouldn't they also be rescued as well?
It'll just be you.
Excuse me?
Put your name in.
Oh, it'll just be me.
Just be you, yes,
Oh, okay, so I can't, so if I do those kind of things, no wonder some people in the group one time said they knew I was doing some timeline crashing because they said that, you know, they were, like, feeling discombobulated. So if I ever feel discombobulated, maybe because all the other people are doing timeline crashes, I should actually go just do the space-time crash and not knowing what is connected to, but that sounds like an ideal situation, because even when you did the parallel lives, I felt that busyness before you even had the timeline crash. So now I know when I feel wacky, that's what I should do for myself. And one more question. The space-time crash, does that have the light ship goes and find my spirit that's in the dark side universes when you're doing a space-time crash as well?
On the space-time crash, it will look for you as you have left the timeline that you were living on. So normally you're almost always returned back here, but if for some reason something goes wrong or the aliens put some kind of mechanism in there to allow you not to come back here, then the space-time crash would be needed to bring you, which is because you're lost in space, and that would bring you back in here again.
Clearings, Ron, there is no space-time crash. You just have the timeline crashes. So I should have my space-time crash up all the time, it sounds like, if I'm doing those satellite, Earth protection.
Not always.
Or the
I would probably do it once a week.
Okay.
You know, just do it once
a
week for your emotional or physical issue that you're timeline crashing.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Because you'll probably return back here at least, I would say 95% of the time, if not more.
Yeah, usually only the big ones, whenever you do the large timeline crashes that are really go deep, that I really feel spaced out. So that was the two that you did last week. So, and I'm assuming what's coming with Earth Protection that you recommended, that's probably, like you said, the reason that you see with the stuff in the sky. Before I forget, Ron, did I send you something about a cloud that was over China over a couple of months ago? It looked like a mushroom cloud, and it's almost like the same color that you described to me. Should I send it to you again? Because now that you brought up the clouds.
Why don't you resend it?
I might have got lost in all your emails. Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay, wonderful. Bye. Okay.
Thanks, Pauline.
Got a couple of minutes to go here.
Yeah, with just a couple of minutes, just a few quick questions about the gray skies clearing. Will they target? Can she? Anyone target specific clouds with the gray skies clearing? Like maybe an alien cloud.
If you do a clearing, you could indicate the city, or you know, the state and city that you live in. Maybe even the street location or something where the cloud is above, and that would help also. But normally when you do a clearing on the gray sky clearing, it will affect the area above where you are. So it's kind of automatic.
You're looking at it and you're saying,
there's some alien ships up there in those ship clouds. The ship clouds are the flat-bottom clouds. So you look up and you see them, and then you get on and you do your clearing, gray sky clearing, that will take out those ship clouds normally. So it's because you saw them. So automatically it's connected to your area. Does that help, Kathy?
Yes, I think so. Some people are just wondering if Teal is wondering about the ship that's following her and her mom. She probably would like to target that one. So hopefully that answer will help you, Teal.
And also, we have another program, Teal, coming up at in an hour from now. If you wanted to go to the website and click on that, there's on the right top we have little icons there, a couple with little radio towers. So I'll be on another network here, and it'll also be on TalkStream Live.
There's no show after as long as you like.
Okay, great, great. So we can be on for a little bit longer, maybe. So.
Well, Ron, Ed's requesting an emotional clearing. I think it's a good idea. Could you please help us with that emotional clearing?
Okay, so sometimes the information can be a little overwhelming, and we may have some people getting a little maybe upset or feeling like they feel powerless of what's happening to them. So here we go. Let's do a clearing if you have that situation happening to you. And here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Just clearing away the energies here as I count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So let's just do the mind to heart drop yourself right now, and that could help you out a whole bunch. You know, like Teal having that dream, seeing aliens and ships chasing her, coming after her. Yeah, that is real on a different timeline that you are physically living. Remember, since you're a newcomer, you are abducted, and a clone body of you is here about every 10 minutes. So you change your current reality of what the body is made up of about every 10 minutes. And when that happens to you, the old body has the makeup, the program transferred to the new alien race as they are in control of time. So they can turn time off for minutes, hours, days, months to recreate your reality that you have here and then reinsert it into our current reality, and then turn it back on again. And so you're having the same process being done to you on timelines that you know nothing about, but sometimes you do have the situation appear in dreams. And that's what deja vu is. It's the same process. It's like daytime dreaming and realizing that, well, I've been here before. Well, you have on another timeline. You lived that life. Just that now you're having that same experience maybe a few milliseconds afterwards. And sometimes that could be good because you may have seen yourself getting into a car wreck and now you decided not to go as fast to avoid that, and it may not ever happen to you. So that's one way to look at a benefit of having a bleed through. And that could also happen if you do get into a car wreck here, maybe in some other timeline you get a bleed through. That you know nothing about because you don't know that you're living on that timeline here. And they can say, oh, we got deja vu happening here. I better slow down. There's a car wreck that I have and I get hurt on it on another timeline. So that could happen also to you. So you don't know how many times you're being replicated. That's what I do on my workshops when I do those in L.A. and back in New York. So you have to realize that you are being replicated quite often. And how many timelines are you living at once? And those bring back physical problems to you, issues, things happening with your body, etc. So you want to get off of those timelines. That's why we have timeline crashing. So hopefully, let's see, why am I immune to clones? Okay, well, I don't live in time. I have to come into this reality to live in time, but I'm not connected to time whatsoever, so I'm able to do clearings of clones and everything else because I don't live in time. So that's my only difference that I have over other people, is I don't need to obey the laws of time. And that's basically it. Yeah, I'll bring you all into my timeline, and I'll bring you first. We'll go just a little bit longer on the show, maybe 10 minutes here. So what we'll do is bring you into the zero time on the timeline. So you're still going to be in time. You're still going to be in the water of time, we'll call it, but we'll just kind of stop the water, freeze it. So we're going to freeze time for you. So here we go. I'll count to five to do so. So one, two, three, four, and five, and you should feel the energy now around you different. And things should not be connected to you as easily as they were before. So you may feel more stillness, and you might feel peace energy. It's not source peace, but it's peace because the programs that were running you have now stopped. So just kind of look at things. See if you can read the words on the fast chat and see if the words just look like letters or you have a hard time interpreting them. And I'll put you where I live, which is in no time whatsoever. So I'm not controlled by time. And we will now do the same process of looking at words and things around you. So I'm going to count to five to take you off of this alien timeline, the highway to hell, and put you into source energy. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. So you're still going to be here, but you're going to notice that things around you, maybe body energetics, radiation of electronic stuff around you, the 60 cycles, you know, energies out the wires in your walls and the telephone and cell phones and everything else, are not going to affect you because you're no longer attached to time. Remember that the line, you know, your AC line in your house, the power line, goes, you know, off and on 60 times per second, which is the frequency, but it has twice that as far as pulses, plus pulses and minus pulses. So it's actually 120 pulses, which is what's jarring your body. So just think of somebody shaking you, physically shaking you, maybe five times a second. You're going to feel that, but you may not feel when it's being done 120 times. It's still going to affect your body. So right now you should feel like, wow, I'm like in a bubble. Nothing around me is interfering with me. Nothing is corded to me. And the energy is not connected to me also. And this is what it's like to be in source energy. And if you notice, you won't have any thoughts. You can hear my words, but you may not know what I said 15 seconds ago. And you may have to actually write it down, which will put you back into mind energy. And this is the way you should be, is not attached to anything, non-attachment, which is source energy. It's peace. And peace is where you are striving to come into a way of life of peace. Everybody on the planet wants to become peaceful. So if they did the mind to heart drop, at least you're going to be still on the timelines, but you won't be connected to the law of cause and effect, which is what controls this planet. The alien agenda is cause and effect. That's duality. And that's how your natal chart is controlling you. They gave the cause and effect reality into your natal chart. When you were born, a time to enter, and then it has the time to leave. And that's kind of the process that we're living here is, you know, when do you get out of here? You may want to leave all the time, but you can't because your natal chart does not have that program installed into it yet for your dying process. So you live here the best you can, probably in misery, going down the highway to hell, and hopefully you can get yourself extricated from that and become peaceful along the way. That's what the clearing through that we have on the website. It puts you more into peace, brings more of you back here. So I guess that's probably about enough for this show here. So anything you want to add, Kathy?
Well, this is a really incredible, peaceful feeling. I'd like to just kind of leave it like this. I do want to point out that Teal is getting some great comments and suggestions from others listening in the fast chat for what she can do for the alien dream she's experiencing. So I hope you're seeing those, Teal. If not, check the fast chat. It was what you were mentioning, Ron, the timeline crashing and maybe the alien attack page, too. That could probably really help a lot. Always lots of solutions here. And one more question. Someone was looking for the Earth Protection timeline crash, and that is also included in the sample clearings on the Home Again page. It's also a free one. It's on the left side. You don't need to do a search for it. Just go to sample clearings and choose from the drop-down box of all those free clearings. And the gray skies clearing and the Earth Protection timeline crash and also the satellite timeline crash clearings are all ones that Ron recommended today for the situations at hand and regarding the sky. So I know you have another show to do, Ron, so we can't go over too much longer.
Yep, so we'll be on TalkStream Live, and we'll be hopefully putting the BBS programs on there too shortly here. So we'll see you, everybody, and be on another network here in an hour. So if you want, just go to the website, creationlightship.com, right-hand side, click on one of the icons there, and hope to have you on that particular show, too. And it'll be a three-hour show. So, everybody, we'll see you later. And, again, we do more sample clearings and talk about things. And as you can tell, there's really no format. Typically, we have a format, but we just try to keep it into self-empowerment with people and what you can do to help yourself to have a better life. That's the main thing that we're trying to help people out with here, along with ascension clearings, and that includes having a peaceful life. So we'll see you later, everybody. Blessings, and if you wish to ask a question, do go to CLS Questions, plural, clsquestions@yahoo.com. Thank you. Thank you, BBS, and we'll see you later, everyone. Blessings.